Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dane. This is episode 3220BN. Today's date is November 26, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Failed, Now They're Pushing Assassination, 18 U.S. Code, Chapter 115, Game Over. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper's Peak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code Black Friday for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they have failed at trying to get rid of Trump, to stop him from running in the 2024 election. That has been their plan from the very, very beginning. I mean, think about it. Going back to 2020, what did they do? They tried to stop him from getting elected. They used the poll numbers. They used the fake media. They used everything they possibly can to convince the people he didn't have a chance in the world. And they thought they were going to have it over Trump because they were going to use the popular vote, their cheating systems. And they never expected him to use the Electoral College to override everything that they had in place. So once again, once he got elected, what did they do? Well, they tried to get him out of office. They used a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. They tried to impeach him not once, but twice. And everything that they did failed. Then Trump decided, you know something? Yes, I know they're going to cheat in the election. Yes, I know they unleashed COVID. This is how they were setting up their cheating system. So actually, they can bring us to the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And they needed to get rid of Trump from the very, very beginning. So they set all this up to cheat in the election, to remove him so they can move forward with their plan. I do believe Trump knew their plan from the very, very beginning and allowed the resident to step into the White House, making the deep state players believe they won. And by allowing this, this was the best red pill ever, because everything that they were going to do was they were going to follow their 16-year plan with Trump, actually allowed the people to see, because once the fake news didn't have control of the narrative, people could see the open borders. They could see what happened in Afghanistan. They could see the economy failing. They could see the infiltration within our schools. They could see the infiltration in the colleges. They can see everything that is going on. And as people see this and they see that the elections were rigged, because that's what also the other thing that people saw, they saw the rigged elections. Trump, he allowed the resident to be put into this position, and the people started to see what was really going on. They didn't touch Trump during this period of time, the first 2 years, because he wasn't running for president. He wanted people to see this very, very clearly that, look, they're not even touching me. There's no court cases. There's no indictments. There's absolutely nothing. And as soon as I make my announcement that I'm going to be running for the 2024 election, all of a sudden, they're going to come after me. And that's exactly what happened. They indicted him 4 times. They have no case whatsoever, but they're using this to try to convince the people not to vote for him. They're interfering with the election. They tried to use a gag order. All of this has completely failed, and they knew it was failing. So what did they do? They tried to say, okay, he incited the insurrection on January 6th. So we're going to use the 14th Amendment to remove him from the ballots. Well, they tried and they tried, and the court struck it down. And now that has failed. So let's see. Everything they've tried up to this point has failed. So what do they have left if you really think about it? And I do believe Tucker Carlson was right on the spot with this one when he said the only thing they have left is an assassination. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Representative Goldman, he was out there saying that we need to eliminate Trump. And then all of a sudden we have Business Insider and other fake news outlets saying that what would happen to the presidency if Trump dies during this period. So are they already planning an assassination? Are they going to attempt an assassination? Well, we know from one of the posts, it says, what happens if there's text messages and emails? What happens if they're revealed and it was a coordinated effort to actually try to assassinate Trump? Well, this would be a game over situation. And when you read 18 U.S. Code, Chapter 115, it has a little section in there about assassination. So think about it. If they actually try to assassinate Trump, and I'm not saying it's going to work, I do believe most likely they will try. Just like everything else, most likely it will fail. Evidence will come out of who's behind it. Think about the sting operation that Trump has set up. He caught them in the act where they cheated in the election. He caught them in the act on how they cheated because they released the virus into this country. They caused COVID. He caught them in the insurrection on January 6th, which was the cover up for the real insurrection on November 3rd. And once they try this assassination attempt, he caught them in the act. And yes, do I believe evidence will pour out showing that who was responsible for this? I do believe so. I mean, think about everything else that they have done. Is it that far-fetched to think that they might try this? Think about the other presidents. Think about Kennedy. Who do you really think killed Kennedy? We know it's the CIA. We know it's the deep state players. Who do you think took a shot at Reagan? Same players. So you don't think it's going to be the same players trying to remove Trump? Absolutely. Because they know. Hey, before I forget, X22 just launched its second drop called We the People. It is now live. All you need to do is go to x22store.com. This launch consists of all new items. Everything is going to be limited quantity. These are all new designs that you've never seen before, and they're going to blow your mind. Head over to x22store.com. That's x22store.com, or visit x22report.com. and click on the banner, or just go to the description down below and click on X22 Store. It'll bring you right over to the store. On Monday, November 27th, we'll be unveiling the mystery merch. So head on over to X22Store.com. That is X22Store.com, or click the link in the description. If he gets into office, and they keep repeating this, he's going to arrest us. There's going to be executions. You can see they're panicking. Of course, they're adding on, he's going to be like Hitler, it's going to be a dictatorship. No, he's going to prove, and he follows the rule of law, he's going to show, and not it's not going to be him, it's going to be through other channels, it's going to show that these people are treasonous against the United States. It's going to show that these people overthrew the United States government. It's going to show that they staged the insurrection on January 6th to cover up for the real insurrection on November 3rd. And it's going to show that they attempted an assassination. I mean, really think about this for a second. They're building up all of this, and Trump is capturing every single thing that they try to do, which means all of this will be used against them to bring them down. And they know the more they do, the more they try, the worse it's going to get for them if they do not succeed. And I do believe this is why they're out there letting everyone know that if he gets back into office, we're screwed. That's what they're really saying. And you could see the people in office right now, the rhinos, the D's, it's one gigantic uniparty. They are completely against Trump. And now these people are coming out of the woodwork. And they're actually showing you, you know what? Yeah, I said I'm a Republican, but I would actually vote for a Democrat. You see it with Cheney. You see it with Mitt Romney, which we'll be talking about in a sec. You see it with all these people. And now the people see the truth. Now we're going to be talking a lot more about the assassination and everything else a little bit later in this report. But first, Mitt Romney, he was being interviewed and he said, I will vote for any other Republican, translation, any other rhino, Republican in name only, any uniparty member, but I will not vote for Trump. I rather vote for a Democrat. That tells you everything you need to know. And now the people are going to see the truth, because what do you think is going to happen as we get closer and closer to 2024? Those individuals who say they're Republicans, they're actually probably going to vote for a Democrat. They're going to come out and tell you, this is what we're going to do, which should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see every day that passes, there are more and more sting operations that have to do with human trafficking, prostitution, child trafficking, pedophilia. And right now in Tennessee, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation launched a two-day undercover operation leading to the arrest of 10 people in Williamson County. And the other thing that's very interesting is Milei just met with the producer of Sound of Freedom, who is running for president of Mexico, and signed an agreement to work together to eradicate child sex trafficking. It seems that all the things that the deep state has put into place, where they kept everything in the shadows, the child trafficking, human trafficking, the pedophilia, it is all now coming to an end. It's being exposed and it's being shut down, or it's about to be shut down. And we see this is going to get a lot worse for these individuals. But again, we know the deep state players, they're going to continually push their 16-year plan. They're going to try to get the weapons away from the people. And they're going to continually push and push and push until the very end, which means the people along the way, they're going to see the truth every single time they try to push, because everything that these people are doing is completely against the Constitution, which tells you and shows you what a tyrannical government looks like. Remember, the Constitution is the contract between we, the people, and the government, and it tells the government all the things they can't do against the people. But if you notice, these individuals, they're doing everything opposite of what the contract says. That's what the founding fathers created. They created a constitution, a contract that says to the government, these are the things you can't do. You can't take their rights away. You can't infringe on their right to have a weapon. You can't infringe on their right to speak freely. You can't infringe on their right to protest. You can't do any of these things. And if you look at the government today, not just in this country, but around the world, but nobody else has a constitution like us, they have been violating their contract, which tells you what you need to know. This is what a tyrannical government looks like. In other countries, you can see they're going after people that are speaking out against the illegals in their country. They're going after their own citizens. They're putting the illegals in a different area where they don't go after them, and they're going after the citizens of their country who go after the illegals, which means the tyrannical government is against their own citizens. You could see it in this country. And every day that passes, and you see the ATF, you see Biden, you see Obama, you see all the fake news out there, all going against the right of the people to have and to carry and have weapons. That shows you everything you need to know. And right now, the Biden administration, they have cooked up a new unconstitutional gun control rule for the ATF to enforce. ATF is trying to eliminate the private sale of firearms without background checks and registration. They're essentially accusing anyone of selling a gun of being engaged in the business of dealing in firearms and requiring a federal gun dealer license. So you might think that you actually have to meet some threshold of firearms sold to need a license. Hit the benchmark and you're no longer just a lemonade stand on the side of the road. You've got to get a business license and obey local regulation. Well, instead, ATF's new rule says you might not be allowed to sell even one gun to your family member without getting a government license and filling out the proper registration paperwork. Also, ATF thinks you can be engaged in the business without ever acquiring or selling a single firearm. So does ATF have any legal footing to stand on? No, they don't. The statutory definition of engaged in business as applied to a dealer in firearm is a person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business to predominantly earn a profit through the repetitive purchase and resale of firearms. But such terms shall not include a person who makes occasional sale, exchanges, or purchases of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, or who sells all or part of his personal collection of firearms. That doesn't sound like it covers you selling a gun to your cousin at Thanksgiving, does it? Well, you're right. Contrary to ATF's proposed rule that a person could be engaged in the business without ever making a business deal, the statute enacted by Congress contains at least six clear indicators that more is required. And the ATF is completely wrong. And why do you think they're doing this? Because remember the game they play. The game is, hey, look, we're going to push this. We're going to scare the people. And they're going to try to stop people from engaging in business. They're going to make them try to sign up for a business license or to have them go through the check system. This is the game the tyrannical government plays with the people of this country today, because they know that people will follow along with this, not the majority, but there will be a couple people that are following along with this, and they're hoping to use these tactics to try to get information, to try to stop people from doing business or maybe to destroy their weapon or to register their weapon. This is the game they play. Thomas Massey, I do believe, sums it up pretty darn well when we have a tyrannical government infringing on our rights. He says, why are today's liberals so openly hostile to the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments to our Constitution? Because these amendments secure the rights necessary to ensure we are citizens, not subjects. Absolutely. And you can see that they're going to keep trying until the very, very end. But you can see the world is changing right now. Look what happened in El Salvador. Look what happened in Argentina. Look what happened in the Netherlands. Now we have New Zealand. So in another relevant development in the worldwide realignment to the right, the conservative New Zealand's National Party finally sealed an agreement on a new three-party coalition government. This took drawn-out negotiations over ministerial roles and policies, including indigenous rights, tax cuts, and changes at the central bank. The center-right nationals, led by the incoming Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, will return to power alongside the populist New Zealand First Party and Libertarian Act New Zealand. This comes after 6 long years of rule of government led by the left-leaning, fiercely globalist Labour Party. So New Zealand's conservative prime minister vows to cut taxes, roll back citizens' gun restrictions, revert oil and gas exploration ban. So it looks like the world is changing, slowly but surely. But I do believe we're going to see the world change. And there are certain people being put into place right now that's making that change. Now, who's putting them into place? The people that are sick and tired of dictatorship, sick and tired of a tyrannical government, sick and tired of socialism. The people are getting exhausted from their tyrannical governments, and the people are fighting back, and the people, they're pushing back very, very hard, just like the people of this country push back against the military. Because remember, the Air Force, they were pushing their soldiers not to attend the Turning Point USA rally. So people were getting pissed off. People were angry. And now the Air Force in North Dakota walked back its statement that discouraged soldiers from going to the conservative rally titled Dakota Patriot Rally. I mean, really think about it. The Air Force was discouraging people from going to a rally called Dakota Patriot Rally. So in a message sent out last week, leaders at the Air Force base were told to exercise caution when going into downtown this weekend due to the conservative rally occurring that would feature a speaker from Turning Point USA, which was labeled as alt-right. So the people were pissed off. The people were angry. They pushed back, and now they're pushing, they're reversing their decision right now. And again, would they reverse their decision if people didn't push back? I don't believe so. But again, you can see that this entire country is made up of the criminal syndicate. They're not for the people, they're against the people. Our government is now a tyrannical government, a government that continually goes against the Constitution, the government that continually goes against the majority of the people, the government that doesn't adhere to the Constitution, the contract with we the people. That is a tyrannical government. That is what you're witnessing right now. And they're not going to let up. They're going to continually push and push and push. And what do you think people are going to see? Eventually, most of the people are going to see the tyrannical government. Those people that don't see it, well, they're going to see other things. They're going to see this government try to push everyone into war. They're going to see this government destroy the economy. They're going to see what this government is going to do to this country. And most of these people are going to have a difficult time with it. And I do believe these people are going to turn on the tyrannical government in the end. I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are planning. Because sometimes you got to wake the people up. Sometimes you got to slap them in the face to make them see reality, to knock them out of their brainwashing, their deep sleep. And I do believe that is coming right now, just like it's happening out in Ukraine. The BBC put this out and says 650,000 conscription-age men have left Ukraine for Europe. Why? Because the men don't want to fight in this war. So they're leaving the country. The people are saying, you know something? We're out. We're not fighting for this type of government, this tyrannical government. What do you think the people in this country are going to do in the end? We'll talk about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Justin Trudeau is out there and he is blaming the rise of right-wing MAGA influenced thinking for the dwindling support for the Ukrainian war. So he's out there blaming all of this on MAGA. Remember, they don't want this war to end. They want it to continue to go on. They want it to move into a World War III type of scenario. And they don't like what they're seeing right now. And they're blaming it all on Trump, MAGA. I mean, the majority of the people in the United States that don't care about Ukraine, don't want war in Ukraine. They rather have peace. But what's very interesting is that the Ukrainian official, they have confirmed that Russia was ready to end the war in March of 2022 if Kiev agreed to neutrality. So a high-ranking member of Zelensky's Servant of the People's Political Party said that Kiev could have ended the war with Russia after a month if it agreed not to join NATO. The official said that Moscow was not concerned about other issues such as denazification, but only wanted Kiev to agree to neutrality. But again, do you think the Biden administration wanted peace? Do you think Klaus Schwab wants peace? Do you think Trudeau wants peace? Do you think those people that are installed want peace? Well, they don't. They want war. That's why they've been pushing so hard. And you could see that they're going to push even harder because we know that other events are about to happen. And you can see they're building the idea that cyber attacks, well, they're going to be happening probably in the next year. Right now, a cyber attack hit South Korean government websites and they have knocked them out. Now, they're looking into where this came from. And of course, they're probably going to blame North Korea. And you can see that they're going to be building this entire narrative up in the long run. Because as we know, as we go through 2024, we know from President Trump that war is going to happen. He sees World War III happening. I do believe it's going to build up. It's going to get a lot worse. And they're going to build the narrative of cyber attacks happening around the world until the big one hits. And I do believe they're already prepared and ready for this narrative. Remember, the World Economic Forum told us that we're going to see a cyber attack in the next 2 years. And they mentioned this when, in 2021 or so? So I do believe it is coming and they're already preparing for this. But the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the peace deal is now holding it with Israel and Gaza. They're trading prisoners back and forth. But what's very interesting is that they've been going after X for anti-Semitism and everything else. But when you look at Amazon right now, it's very, very interesting. ALX put this out and he's referring to Daily Mail and it says, Fury has Hamas-style headbands and From the River to the Sea t-shirts on sale at Etsy and Amazon. ALX responded to this and said, Amazon paused advertising on X because an activist organization told them users might think their ad appearing next to a random user's post could make them look bad. Meanwhile, they're selling these products. And this is Hamas's sayings. I mean, really think about this. Really think about what's going on right now. And look what happened in a school in Queens. Libs of TikTok put this out. Teachers are forced to hide in a locker room while a mob of students riot after they learn she attended a pro-Israel rally. This happened at a high school in Queens, New York. Now, really think about this. Do you see this type of action when people are marching for Israel, marching for or against anti-Semitism? No. How come you only see it from the other side? They become very violent. They hit people. They destroy statues. They bark up the White House. And they're very, very violent. Why? Because it's the same exact group that we saw with George Floyd. There is no difference. It's Antifa, it's BLM, it's the same exact people. They just changed costumes. That's all they did. And now the foot soldiers of the deep state, they're marching to a different tune, but doing the same exact thing. And they're actually even pushing out as the deep state would like to say, misinformation and disinformation. Viral News New York City put this out and said, earlier today, Sean King posted a misleading video of Fatima Amna editing out part of her stabbing an IDF soldier, trying to make it look like she did nothing wrong before her arrest. The video racked up over 3 million views. But when you look at the full video, you can see the soldier was just standing against the wall. This person just came up, started stabbing the soldier, and the soldier kicked this person to the ground. I guess they left that part out. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code Black Friday for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out, or just click the link in the description. Which is very interesting. Plus, the fake news, they're trying to convince the people that the stabbing that happened in Ireland, well, this wasn't from an illegal or an immigrant or anything like that. The stabbing occurred from a citizen who lived in the country for 20 years. The Washington Post put this out and said, online rumors claim the perpetrator of a stabbing attack was an immigrant. The BBC found that the man was an Irish citizen who had lived in the country for 20 years. Police blamed a lunatic faction driven by a far-right ideology for the riot in Dublin. Well, it looks like Community Notes decided to correct them and said the man is indeed an immigrant, and he was originally from Algeria. The Washington Post segment appears to conflate citizenship with not being an immigrant. You can be both. Absolutely. And you can see the citizens of Ireland, they're getting very angry. They're saying enough is enough. We can't take this. And of course, the deep state players, what do they want? They want actually a civil war. And I think that's why we have all these illegals in all these different countries. They want chaos. They want a civil war. This is how they distract everyone and keep everyone divided. And you can see the people, they're getting angry. They're getting pissed off. And they're saying enough is enough. And it looks like the government of Ireland, they're going after anyone that speaks out against this. We have Conor McGregor is out there, and he's saying enough is enough with this. We're not just going to sit by and allow this to happen. Keith Woods put this out and said, according to the Sunday Times, the notorious MMA is being investigated by the Online Hate Speech Governmental Office. Disgraceful. Conor repeatedly condemned any illegal activity and is only expressing the view of the majority of Irish people on uncontrolled immigration. This state is at war with its own people. Well, now people see what a tyrannical government looks like. The people are seeing it all across the world right now. And you can see that the people of Ireland, they are out protesting. The French are out protesting, carrying the Irish flag, and everyone is getting very, very angry. And it's just a matter of time before civil war starts in Europe, because we can see that we're leading in this direction. Of course, the deep state players, what do they want? They do want some type of civil war. They want something to happen because this is a huge distraction for them. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting, because we could see the people, they're reaching their tipping point. They're reaching the precipice of destruction. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the fake news, the BBC and the rest, were all trying to convince the world that there were no tunnels under Gaza. There were no tunnels under the hospitals. No, that's impossible. They're not using their own people as human shields. Well, it looks like they were all wrong, and they have to admit that, yes, there are tunnels under there. Dr. Eli David put this out and said, BBS News admitting that it was wrong to question Israel's claims about Hamas tunnels under Shifa Hospital. And this is an international crime. Using a hospital as a shield and building your base under a hospital is an international crime. So really think about this and think about all the people that are out there all in line with Hamas and the Palestinians, because they have been committing international crimes, not to mention when they raped and killed the people in Israel. So once again, we could see that they are truly terrorists. But it looks like right now the peace, the pause, the agreement to exchange hostages, and it looks like Reuters put out an article saying that Hamas releases 13 more Israeli soldiers and four foreign nationals to the Red Cross. But these weren't soldiers. These were women and children. So why would they put soldiers? Does that make any sense? No, it was 13 women and children. There were no soldiers whatsoever. But later on, they did make a correction, most likely because people were calling them out on this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Prime Minister of Ireland, he put out a tweet and said, "This is a day of enormous joy and relief for Emily Hand and her family. An innocent child who was lost has now been found and returned, and we breathe a massive sigh of relief. Our prayers have been answered." Wait a minute. This person just didn't get lost. It's not like they went into the woods and they couldn't find their way home. This individual was taken hostage and then they were released. Why would he use the words lost and found? Does that make any sense? That shows you everything you need to know. Well, the community notes corrected the Prime Minister and said, "Emily Hand was kidnapped by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. The use of the term lost is inappropriate and fails to highlight that she was released as part of the hostage deal." Look how they try to downplay all of this. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we could see in this country, in the United States, the corporate media is giving him a free pass. Steve Guest put this out and said, "Joe Biden gets a free pass from the corrupt corporate media despite the fact Hamas is still holding Americans hostage for 49 days. The Washington Post headline, Gaza enters fragile calm. The New York Times include a picture of freed Palestinian prisoner with Hamas flag. Well, there are 10 Americans, and it looks like one has been released right now. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Hamas now wants a better deal for hostages. This is not going to end well." Do you really think that everything's going to calm down and everything's just going to go back to normal after this is done? I don't believe so. I do believe Hamas is planning something. Do I think the rest of the hostages are going to be released? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this plays out. But if Trump is saying that Hamas now wants a better deal, we can assume that something else is about to happen. We'll have to watch to see how this all plays out. Why? Because Biden said something very, very interesting. He says, "I'm hopeful this is not the end, that it's going to continue, but we don't know." Which means, does he really have anything to do with this? Or did they just release one hostage and now things are about to change? We'll have to see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting, as we know, as we go through 2024, we know that war is going to build, and the younger generation, they're going to get very, very nervous and afraid, and they're not going to want to go to war. And we're going to have the Biden administration, we're going to have the fake news, and, you know, all those people that were not elected, Soros and the rest, World Economic Forum, you know, they all want war. They're going to be continually pushing war. And what's very interesting about this is that Newsweek put out an article, and it says a recent poll by the research institute Echelon Insights found that 72% of Americans said they would not volunteer for military service in a major war. Now, why would Newsweek be putting this out? Because are they expecting a major war? Yes. So 72% of the American people are saying they will not fight. So as war is being pushed and Biden is coming out saying, "Listen, we might have to draft some people here," we already know that the American people aren't going to go along with this. And it also shows those 18 to 29, they would rather surrender to the enemy than fight. 30% say that. Think about that for a second. This should tell you everything you need to know. So as war builds, people do not want to fight in a war. We have 30% of 18 to 29, they will just surrender. So if there is a person talking about peace, saying we don't have to go to war, what do you think the people are going to do? Well, if 72% say they don't want war, they're going to go with the guy that's talking about peace. They're not going to go with the guy talking about war. So I do believe as we go into 2024, we see the entire economic system completely implode. We see war build up. the people are going to be brought to the precipice of destruction. And when they're at that point saying, I don't want to go to war, if we are going to go to war, I'd rather just surrender. But then I hear this guy talking about peace. I'd rather just have peace then actually go along with this other guy that's talking about war. So I think in the end, and again, you just can't explain it to the people. The people are going to have to go through this. They're going to have to experience it themselves. The fear, the emotions that is going to run through them, that is what's going to force them. That's what's going to give them the ability to, the will to make this change. Without the emotions, without the experience of it all, there's nothing that you can explain to them. The people must go through this to understand it. They must reach that point where they say enough is enough, just like you're seeing it happen in other countries. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're using the same exact playbook that they used in Nazi Germany. And I know a lot of people are like, no, that can't be. That there's no way that's happening. Well, Casper put this out and said, brainwashing is brainwashing. And you have to remember when you go back in time to Nazi Germany, back then, if you looked at the German people and you looked actually here in the United States, there were a lot of people flying the Nazi flag. The Nazi flag was a flag of hope. It was like, oh, wow, look, this is incredible. See, you're looking at it from the opposite side when everything was all said and done. When you look at the Nazi flag now and you look at it as evil, like, oh, you know, people were brought to the concentration camps. They started war. But in the very, very beginning, the children, everyone else who was flying this flag, it was hope. It was a new way of life. And it was being pushed by those same people that wanted war, that wanted to hurt people. And if you look at today and you look at those people that are flying the rainbow flag, the people that are flying the Palestinian flag, it's the same exact people. It's the same exact thing right now. Actually, Tim Pool responded to this and said, people don't get it. The swastika before the Nazi was similar to the rainbow symbol. It was all over buildings in the U.S., decorated homes. It was a symbol of good fortune. Then the Nazis use it to represent a psychotic ideology. And he's absolutely right. And some people see it, some people don't. But I do believe as we move forward, a lot more people are going to see it. Remember, they're using the same playbook. They're just using a different group of people. And now you're going to see this actually ramp up as we get closer and closer to 2024. And I do believe people are going to see more and more of this and reject it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the deep state players, they want the WHO to be in control of every sovereign nation, where the WHO would sit above every single government, above the people, and they would make the decision on what the people would do. And right now, we could see there are countries that are actually pushing against this. And we see one of the countries is Estonia. They have rejected all attempts at a power grab by the globalist parasites. The World Health Organization has been left stunned in a startling display of national sovereignty and pushback against the globalists. And yes, countries are going to push back against this because, again, the people, they don't want this. Why would you want a non-elected body run by the globalist elites to be in control of what your country does during a pandemic? Really think about that for a second. It makes no sense whatsoever. And the people are seeing this and the people are going to continually push back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening with Derek Chauvin, because right now we see the same exact people out there doing the same exact thing that they did during 2020 when supposedly the police officer killed George Floyd, which from all evidence and everything that we're seeing, he did not. And just the other day, he was trying to bring his case up to the Supreme Court that he has new evidence showing that he did not kill George Floyd. And the Supreme Court rejected the appeal of the police officer convicted of killing George Floyd. Now, what's very interesting about this is that since he has new evidence and he wanted to try this in the court, all of a sudden something happened to him. What happened to him? Well, it looks like he was stabbed in prison. Is this a coincidence? I think not. Karma Patriot put this out and said, the Supreme Court rejected Chauvin's appeal without comment or a recorded vote. And even though Chauvin, 47, was sent to FCI Tucson from a maximum security Minnesota state prison in August 2022 to simultaneously serve a 21-year federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights and a 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for second-degree murder, his lawyer, Eric Nelson, had advocated for keeping him out of general population away from other inmates, anticipating he'd be a target in Minnesota. Chauvin was mainly kept in solitary confinement, largely for his own protection, Nelson wrote in court papers last year. Somehow, Chauvin ended up in Tucson at a medium security prison plagued by security lapses and staffing shortages. And then Derek Chauvin, former Minneapolis officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at a federal prison in Arizona. Anyone buying this? I don't think so. Once again, we can see that they're trying to get rid of him. They don't want the new evidence out there because it's going to show that he was not responsible for any of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see as crime continually picks up all across the blue states, the blue cities, the police, well, they're being told not to do anything. Let the people steal the stuff. Release the criminals. No cash bail. Well, it looks like the police officers are probably wondering, why are we police officers then? We can't stop crime. Crime is being allowed. And if you look at New York, it looks like the NYPD cops are leaving the force at an alarming rate. Over 2,500 turn-in badges so far in 2023. And once again, you're going to see it get a lot worse. Now, think about why they're doing this. Remember, they started off with George Floyd to fund the police. They want the crime. They want the chaos. They want the illegals. They want all of this. This has been planned by the deep state for a very, very long time. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this playbook. And yes, they are prepared and ready to deal with these people. Because remember, the deep state players, what do they want? They want anarchy. They want a civil war. They want war. They want it all at the same time. They're trying to destroy this country. This is part of their 16-year plan. And they kicked it off when? On November 3rd, 2020, when they had the insurrection. And then they try to cover up what they did with the January 6th insurrection that they created. This is why they didn't want the videos out. This is why they didn't want the people to see it. Because if you saw all the videos, you would understand that it wasn't the people of this country. It was actually the deep state players that caused all of this. Julie Kelly put this out and said, for nearly 3 years, the media, DOJ judges, and government witnesses have lied about how the police line fell on the West Side. A combination of police ineptness, excessive force, promptness, most of the violence that day. So the video shows that the police were firing tear gas into the audience. It blew back on them and they were forced to withdraw. Brian Cates responded to this and said, note when the officer with the body cam explains to his supervisor about 3 minutes into the video about why the whole West Side line withdrew from their position, he babbles, there's too many people, like they were forced to withdraw. Well, that's not what happened. The tear gas blew back on them and they had to retreat. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and DC Drano put this out on X, is that a cop on January 6th shoved a peaceful, unarmed older woman down the stairs. You see, this is what they didn't want you to see. Now, remember, there's still thousands and thousands of hours that no one has seen. Because once the people see this, the people are going to understand this had nothing to do with MAGA. It was Nancy Pelosi. It was the FBI, the confidential human sources, the neo-Nazis, the Antifa, BLM, the Capitol Police. Hey, have they ever found the pipe bomber? Isn't it amazing? He was caught on camera waving to the Capitol Police. They have his license. They have him on video, but they just can't find this guy. It's absolutely amazing. Now, the other thing that's amazing is that we could see Biden, his entire push to be reelected in 2024, it's completely falling apart. And it's falling apart among the five key demographic groups. Tip Poll put this out and it says Joe Biden is weak and getting weaker as a presidential candidate among nearly all demographic groups, but five stand out. So Tip revealed that Biden is very vulnerable and his vulnerability lies in the Midwest among individuals 18 to 24, moderates, households with incomes of 30,000, and households in the 50 to 75,000 bracket. So he is failing at every turn, which means most likely the D party, they're going to have to remove him because his poll numbers are in the dumper. 30% of the people believe that we're heading in the right direction. And this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And while this is happening, what are people seeing? they're starting to understand that the elections are rigged. The machines don't work. We need to go back to paper ballots. And every day that passes, more and more people are no longer trusting the system anymore because people are seeing the truth. Pennsylvania voters, they have reached a peak of mistrust after voting machines glitch for a second time. In Arizona, and Rasmussen report put this out, a majority, 50% of Arizona voters say it is likely that 2022 election irregularities in heavily Republican areas of Arizona happened intentionally to suppress Republican votes. Happened intentionally. So the people are looking at the election system and they are no longer trusting it. Brian Blem, this is Kerry Lake's attorney, said, America, this is how your elections work. County mails ballots 20% to bad addresses. Harvesters collect them and drop them off at a leftist group. The ballots are voted and signed. Mules drop them into the drop boxes. County ignores signature verification. Yep, that's how the system has worked. Now, I do believe they're going to have a difficult time coming up in the 2024 election. They're not going to have the plandemics like they thought they were going to have. And yes, they tried with COVID, but that completely failed. Are they going to try with others? Yes, they're going to try to push this, but I do believe those are going to fail. And remember, Biden's poll numbers are in the dumper. The people see him as a treasonous fool. They see the crimes that he's committed. They see the 20 shell companies. They see that he was involved with Hunter Biden's laptop, with his business dealings. They see that the 51 intelligence agencies, they lied to the American people. And all this was done during the 2020 election, which means they interfered in the election and then they rigged the election. And now they're interfering in the 2024 election. And if you notice, Biden, does he go to stadiums where people greet him? No, not at all. Actually, he doesn't even come out. But you know who does? Trump. He went to South Carolina. It was the Clemson game. And the people cheered for him. And the people, they love him. See, Trump, he has the people. The people are behind him. I do believe he's following in the steps of Andrew Jackson. And he has the people. And the establishment, they are trapped in their narrative. They tried to use the DeSantis. DeSantis has failed them. Now they're shifting over to Nikki Haley. And the Daily Caller, well, they put out an interesting synopsis of the donors who are now rallying behind Nikki Haley. So they have now shifted away from DeSantis. They're now moving to Nikki Haley. And they believe that she's the one that's going to pull this off, which I do believe that this is not going to happen. And once again, she is going to fail just like the rest. Right now, we shouldn't even be having debates. These people are in the single digits right now. Trump is in the lead. Even the American people are saying, enough is enough. Trump is the winner here. Let's stop wasting money. Stop doing this. It's time to end it. And we can see the deep state players there getting very, very panicky. They realize that Trump, he has the people. Everything they tried to do with the indictments and all these cases, they're not going to work. The push to get him off the ballots, well, that failed. And that's why I do believe Representative Dan Goldman says that Trump must be eliminated. And now we have Business Insider putting this headline out there. Here's what happens if Donald Trump dies while running in the 2024 presidential election. Isn't it strange that they're putting this article out there? What do you think they're trying to say? Think about this for a second. Well, if you go back to post 3638, this is December 2nd, 2019, it has 18 U.S. Code, Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activity. Let me just read the first paragraph here. Advocating overthrow of government. Whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein, by force or violence, or by the assassination of any officer of any such government. So are they going to try to assassinate Trump? See, if Trump catches them in the act and he produces text messages from the FBI and others, it is game over for them. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed, because remember, Trump is actually the commander in chief right now, which is very interesting. And Trump, he did put out two truths. One is with Churchill and one is with Lincoln. So let me read the first one. He's staring at Churchill's picture, and it says, "Do not let us speak of darker days. Let us speak rather of sterner days. These are not dark days. These are great days. The greatest days our country has ever lived. We have surmounted all the perils and endured all the agonies of the past. We shall provide and against and thus prevail over the dangers and problems of the future. Withhold no sacrifice, grudge no toil, seek no sordid gain, fear no foe. All will be well. We have, I believe, within us the life strength and guiding light by which the tormented world around us may find the harbor of safety after a storm-beaten voyage." Think about what we're going through today and think about this message here. Then we have Lincoln. "In this great struggle, this form of government and every form of human right is endangered if our enemies succeed. There is more involved in this contest than is realized by everyone." Absolutely. And that reminds me of post 4949. This is November 3rd, 2020. Down below it says that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, November 1863. Together we win. And yes, together we do win. It's the keystone. It's the president, the commander in chief, with the people and the military. That is the keystone of this country. And I do believe we're prepared and ready to take it back. And how are we going to take it back? Not through violence, not by going around and just arresting people. We're going to take back the country by showing the deep state player who's really in charge. It's we, the people. And I do believe from the very beginning, Trump, the Patriots, they wanted the people to take back this country. Trump wanted the people to show the deep state that we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to do what you want us to do. We're going to fight against you. And our first act of taking back the country is to vote you out of office. Now, I do believe that Trump and the Patriots need to have the people have their voice during the 2024 election. The only way to do that is to not use the deep state system. We're going to have to use probably paper ballots. But to bring us into that area where we can use paper ballots, I do believe a couple things must happen. Just like something had to happen during 2020 for the deep state to cheat. They needed to bring in a virus. They needed to convince people that this was the most deadliest pandemic the world has ever seen, which was actually a hoax. Yes, there was a virus, but it wasn't a deadly pandemic. And I do believe they did all of this so they could cheat in the election so they can bring in the resident. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots allowed this to happen because Trump knew he needed to wake the American people up. This time around, we're approaching war. He's allowing the deep state players to do what they do best, bring us to war. And I do believe he's going to use this against them because to make people think we're heading towards war, just like with the virus, something has to happen. And I do believe something will happen in this country. Most likely a cyber attack. They might insert malware into the systems to say we can't have a vote. Because if Biden is not in the winning seat and they bring in another person and that person doesn't have control because of the information coming out against that person, I do believe it's still going to be Michelle Obama. It's going to all point to Obama. Well, they're going to be in trouble. They won't have their cheating system. So the only thing they have left is to postpone the elections. How do you postpone the elections? You need to make it look like we were attacked. There's an event. We can't use the election systems. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have backup systems, which is the paper ballots and a backup poll book, which will be used to run the elections. Now, can we have the people that are on the side of Soros, the side of the deep state running the elections? No. If we're at war and we were attacked, we're going to need protection. And I do believe maybe the National Guard working with the military, they will protect the election so the people can have a protected, transparent vote. And I do believe this is how Trump is going to show the deep state players that the people are with him, the people are taking back the country, and the people are in control. And the people will be in control. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.